Welcome to Born on the Saturn, your daily dose of cosmic and artistic inspiration. I am Deb, here to guide you through today's horoscope based on the moon cycle. Don't forget to check your sun, rising and moon signs for deeper insight. Follow us on Instagram and visit bornonthesaturn.com. The universe is speaking, don't miss it. Today, March 24th, the moon remains in Capricorn till it shifts into Aquarius, continuing the waning gibbous phase. This is a day of transition from Capricorn's discipline, structure, and mastery to Aquarius's innovation, detachment, and forward-thinking vision. The waning gibbous phase reminds us that wisdom comes not just from learning, but from applying what we have learned. As we move between these two energies, we are asked to refine, restructure, and then release. Aries, the Capricorn moon, has urged you to define your ambition, to carve a legacy from your efforts. But as the moon moves into Aquarius and your 11th house, the question changes. How does your personal success contribute to something larger? Today, think beyond yourself. Your vision is needed in the world. Taurus, you've been questioning, learning, and expanding under the Capricorn moon in your 9th house. But when it enters your 10th house, reflection must become action. What wisdom have you gathered? And how will you now apply it to create tangible success? Your path is calling. Walk it. Gemini, the depths of the Capricorn moon have pulled you into introspection, but as the moon shifts into Aquarius and your 9th house, a higher perspective emerges. Are you ready to see the bigger picture? A shift in mindset is all it takes to turn a personal challenge into a greater lesson. Cancer, Capricorn has tested the structures of your relationships, what is built to last, and what is merely illusion. Now, as the moon enters your 8th house, you are being asked to go deeper, to explore the hidden truths within your emotional world. Transformation is unfolding. Do not resist it. Leo, the Capricorn moon, has refined your discipline, calling you to master your habits. But when the moon shifts into Aquarius and your 7th house, you realize that true growth is not a solo journey. How do you show up in your relationships? It is time to evolve together or part ways. Virgo, the Capricorn moon, has encouraged your creativity. But as it moves into your 6th house, you are asked to refine your work. Passion alone is not enough. It must be shaped into mastery. How can you turn your ideas into something enduring? Something that serves a purpose beyond yourself. Libra, the Capricorn moon, grounded you in your emotional world. But now, as it shifts into your 5th house, the focus moves to creation, joy, and self-expression. What beauty can emerge from what you have learned? It is time to share your light. Scorpio, your mind has been sharp under the Capricorn moon, refining ideas and sharpening focus. But as the moon moves into your 4th house, the energy turns inward. Where do you feel at home? What do you need to emotionally stabilize? Today is a day to reconnect with your foundation, Sagittarius. Capricorn has had you focused on practical matters, resources, finances, security. But as the moon moves into your 3rd house, the focus shifts to curiosity, exploration, and learning. Now that your foundation is set, what new ideas will you entertain? Capricorn, the moon in your sign, has asked you to refine your path, but as it moves into your 2nd house, the question becomes, do you truly value yourself? Your efforts deserve recognition. Your work deserves stability. Do not shrink. Stand in your worth. Aquarius, the Capricorn moon, has asked you to process the past, to clear away emotional debris. But as the moon enters your sign, a new cycle begins. This is the moment of reinvention, of breaking away from expectation and stepping fully into who you are meant to be. Pisces, Capricorn has placed you in the realm of social structures, big plans, and future visions. But as the moon enters your 12th house, the focus turns inward. What do you need to release before you can truly move forward? Answers come in stillness. Listen. Thank you for joining me on Born on the Saturn today. I hope the stars gave you the insight you needed. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more cosmic guidance. And if you want to connect or have any questions, find me on Instagram or visit bornonthesaturn.com. Until next time, keep shining under the stars.